Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to federal charges related to classified documents. Trump appeared at an arraignment hearing at a federal courthouse in Miami yesterday. He faces 37 counts, including obstruction. Trump aide and co-defendant Walt Nauta was also booked in process, but was not arraigned because he has not hired a lawyer yet from the area. All eyes are on the Federal Reserve to see if they stop raising interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings following their two-day meeting this week. While an interest rate pause would be welcomed by many, investors are betting that the pause won't last. The current inflation rate is under 5%, but the Feds always want to target 2% inflation. Severe weather is expected today across the southeast, where destructive winds, damaging hail, and strong tornadoes are possible. The severe storms could meet the criteria for a widespread damaging wind event known as derecho. Nearly 23 million people in southern Arkansas, northern Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, northern Florida, and southern South Carolina will be in the path. Most Americans are in favor of keeping the abortion pill available in the USA.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans now think the drug mifepristone should be available to women seeking an abortion. Since its approval in 2000, Gallup's approval numbers on the drug have fluctuated. A federal judge in Texas recently reversed the FDA approval, and that's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. 41% of Republicans approve the drug, compared to 63% of independents and 86% of Democrats. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Strawberries are being recalled. The FDA says they were grown in Mexico and could be contaminated with hepatitis A. The packages were sold at Costco up until last week as Radar Farms Smoothie Blend. They were also at Walmart under the Great Value brand of sliced strawberries and mixed fruit. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Army officially redesignated the military base, previously known as Fort Polk, Louisiana, to Fort Johnson. The fort, which is home to the Joint Readiness Training Center and the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division, derives the new name from a New York National Guardsman, Sergeant William Henry Johnson, a black World War I soldier who bravely fought off German forces as a member of the famed Harlem Hellfighters. Is the federal government buying over-the-counter data on you and your neighbors?
An intelligence report reveals that the U.S. government acquires and retains data on Americans with limited oversight. The report, issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and partially declassified, highlights the utilization of commercially available data by federal intelligence agencies. Although the report is dated January 2022 and the author's identity has been redacted, it cautions that excessive reliance on such information could jeopardize the well-being of Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
Los Angeles City Councilman Democrat Curran Price has stepped down from leadership roles after the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that he's been charged with embezzlement and perjury. The DA's office announced Price faces 5 counts of grand theft by embezzlement, 3 counts of perjury, 2 counts of conflict of interest. Price is also accused of receiving some $38,000 in medical coverage for his wife while he was married to another woman. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. You know, it's been said that the one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. And the other thing that you need to associate with that bit of wisdom is the fact that the power of right judgment. Think about this. The power of right judgment. You might even say righteous judgment, okay, for those people who have faith. Only truth can withstand intense examination. And only truth can give you peace. Think about that. The peace that allows you to go to sleep at night, not keeps you up all night being restive, wondering what's going on and what else you need to hide. Because the other thing that we find out is eventually that which you're running from will catch up to you. And it's that old saying, you know, like the Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is that if you pay later, much more expensive, much more complicated. Rick Manning is with us. He knows this all too well because he's taught me this. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Right, Rick?
I mean, I'm the wise one. Okay.
Yes, you are the political Yoda.
Oh, wise one. Wow.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I love this time that we have together. We can talk about this stuff because, yeah, you know, the thing is that I appreciate, and we're watching. Yes, there were people protesting what was going on in Miami. They see, you know, the sham that it is. But just like at January 6th, I mean, set aside the FBI participants and Antifa and BLM and those that really rioted, not the everyday citizens who went down and thought it was going to be like a Sunday walk in the park. And, hey, I get to experience, you know, D.C. Gosh, I was wondering where all my money was going to. And, man, this is fun. Oh, yeah, walk this way. We can go in and tour the Capitol. Okay, all right. And then it ends up being something altogether different. And narratives out there trying to tell us that what we saw and what we experienced was not exactly the same. But, you know, the point being is that for the most part, you know, if I might say the MAGA people, those that support what we support, you know, they...
Bill?
And soul of America. Am I misinterpreting something here?
Well, you actually blinked out for about 36. Okay, no, okay, maybe we did. I'm here.
Let's try again.
I'm here. Bill, can you hear me?
Slight interruption.
We did. Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Rick, are you still there?
I am still here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Bill, I'm here.
A little interruption in connection.
I am here.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Okay, good. Hopefully you were covering the time as I vapored. See, I said something wrong, and the universe took me out. Must have been the FBI or something got me out of there. I apologize.
It was right when you said something about MAGA people, and it went bye bye. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Commercial.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
I think the fact is what we're actually seeing, and what the left's attempting to provoke, is a January 6th type reaction. What they're actually getting instead is a determination that we've hit a tipping point where there is no compromise on this anymore. That there's no kind of sitting there and saying, kind of giving the Justice Department in particular and those that support the Biden administration, the sense of being, we just see things differently. There's just honest people can disagree. This is no longer at that point. When you're sitting there and you're looking at a Joe Biden who is, let's put it this way, Chuck Grassley, who's one of the more mild-mannered senators that you will ever find, hardly a guy who you expect to be a rabble-rouser, is sitting there and basically lays out a case on the Senate floor that Joe Biden is an absolute criminal. Okay.
Yeah.
And lays it out on the Senate floor because he's frustrated because the House was making deals with the White House or with the FBI that were going to keep the documents that showed that from being made public.
Exactly.
So they laid out the case. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Made out the case. So, you have those things going on one hand. You have the President of the United States putting the gate from pride, some rainbow flag of some sort, whatever that thing was, up in the place of prominence on
this is the President of the United States. Day. Oh, yeah. By the way, Flag Day is today, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
This is the President of the United States doing this.
Yeah.
Putting
it in the central position and putting the U.S. flag in subservient positions next to it on the White House portico. This is a slap in the face of the United States in every way.
Mm-hmm.
This is the President of the United States. This is this administration. We see an administration.
Yeah, and if that wasn't a slap enough, Rick, I'm sorry, then let's have a trans individual disrobe and flash their puppies in front of everybody on the White House grounds. I mean, how disgusting.
Well, it's kind of they're no longer pretending, okay, to fit anywhere inside the normal mores of society. And they're expecting, and the fact that the Biden administration, the officialdom of our government, is saying that this is normal and this is brave and this is wonderful and is celebrating it.
Yeah, she's a hero. Yeah, right, exactly.
Tells us that normalcy, anything expectation that there is a place in the middle where we can meet is gone.
Is the Beltway, Rick, you're right there. Is the Beltway constituency going along with this stuff, or are they just in as much shock as the rest of us?
This is a great divide. You're not allowed to talk about it. Mike. That's the truth. You know, somebody brings up a question before to the press secretary. She says, oh, well, that's just hate speech. So the way they get around it is anything, anytime it's mentioned, it's hate speech.
They just shut you down. There's no consideration for civility or American values, traditional American values. Those are out the door, right?
100%. I hate to say it, but yes, there are insane people inside the Beltway, but not in the Biden administration.
We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Got a quick break to do. We've got Rick Manning on the other side. Stay with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Well, Rick, after all that we experienced yesterday with the indictment again of Donald Trump, you know, like I said earlier, you know, a lot of people are quick to jump on, you know, the early reports, the stuff that, you know, Jack Smith and the Justice Department has done, not only to Donald Trump, but to the American people and to the rule of law. I mean, they've really turned it on its head in order to come up and, you know, come up with this. Now, I'm not an attorney, but like most people here in America, we see what this is. I mean, they're ramrodding it. This is, I think if Jack Smith could have a kangaroo court in full session, we had kangaroo courts in Congress, but if he could do it at this level, I mean, there would probably be nothing that would satisfy him all the more at the expense of our Democratic Republic.
Jack Smith's problem with this case is it's not being held in Washington, D.C., where he's got a controlled jury and judges who by and large, have been so kind of overtaken by convicting people on J6 stuff that they've lost all credibility. So you've got but having it down in Florida, he now faces a judge who's actually a Trump appointee, who's been dealt with some of the Mar-a-Lago case in terms of the invasion of Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. And so he's not going to judge that they really didn't want to get. And so he's going to be scrutinized about methods and operations that they have conducted up to date, up to now. Mm-hmm. And I think he's not going to like it very much. You can tell the fact they've already started crying about the judge and wanting the judge to be thrown out because she was appointed by Trump. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so
because they want to recuse.
Understand, this whole thing is about negating the Trump presidency. Donald Trump was never president in the minds of these people. They're trying to wipe him off the record books. And you can tell this by virtue of a couple of things. Number one, it gets revealed that for the first time in 40 years, nobody from the National Archives went to the White House during the transition period and said, "Okay, we're gonna help you do the archive documents."
Right.
They left it. They didn't have anybody over there who even went over there. It's Donald Trump. We're entrapping him. That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. Then the National Archives gets into a war with Donald Trump afterwards about whether he should have taken certain documents or not. Mm-hmm. Then Donald Trump says, "Well, you know, I declassified these documents, and so they're not classified." Oh, your declassification doesn't matter because you're Donald Trump.
Yes.
I'm sorry. They can't get over the fact that he won an election in 2016, won it again in 2020, but that doesn't count. He won it in 2016, and he was president from January 20th of 2017 till January 20th of 2021. Mm-hmm. And so they're attempting to negate that. The president of the United States, under Article 2 of the Constitution, is the commander-in-chief. Every action within the executive branch is due to the power of the president. Mm-hmm. That's irrefutable.
Yeah. Rick, let me ask you this.
Nobody else can declassify anything. This is the whole case. Mm-hmm. The whole case is he did not have the right to have those documents. And the answer to the question is, yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Because he was president, and that you cannot negate that fact. And we argue about specific points on it, but gosh.
Well, the deal is, you know, it's all suspect when you got a lot of, you know, outside, I call noise, stuff that's irrelevant. You know, the stuff about Walt Nauta, the thing that somehow they were able to penetrate, which, you know, is inconscionable to me. How could somebody at the skill set level of Donald Trump's attorney allow the piercing of the attorney-client privilege? And then there's some narrative that was spilled out, of course, by Jack Smith and the team, the justices' team there, giving it out to the media that supposedly Trump was waving some document in some sort of prideful demonstration that he had top secrets. I mean, do you really believe that stuff? I mean, there's so much about you know, the FBI and the Justice Department, they've lied three ways to Sunday. They've come, they can't be objective when it comes, you know, to your point, when it comes to Donald Trump. They're so deranged, you know, they're disparate from the truth. Go ahead.
Well, there are, but let's just take a look at what he supposedly was waving around. Admiral Milley, or General Milley, or whatever he was, he's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Still general.
Writes a book. Okay. And he writes the book, and in the book he talks about how he stopped Donald Trump from going to war with Iran in the between the election and the Biden coming in, and he was such a, you know, the same book where he said, I called up China and told them that I'd let them know if we were launching nuclear weapons against them.
That in itself is treasonous, isn't it?
But it is treasonous, but the point is the papers that Donald Trump was supposedly waving around were papers which exonerated him because there were battle plans, supposedly it was memos from Milley, urging that America goes to war with Iran. So he said, I stopped this. I stopped Milley from doing this. This guy's insane. So Donald Trump has the receipts that proves that the guy's lying about him.
Right.
And is committing treason in the process. And Donald Trump's the one who gets indicted? I mean, are you kidding me? So you're not allowed. If a general lies about the actions of the commander-in-chief, an attempt to do damage, to make money, prosper himself, and to do damage to the former commander-in-chief, political damage, and the commander-in-chief can prove that it's wrong, that it's false, because of documents which he has, it can be former commander-in-chief, to prove that he was wrong, he's not allowed to do so? Who broke the secrecy thing? Who put the nation in peril by sitting there and saying, telling Iran that we were waving, that we were attempting to go to war with Iran during 2020? Who did that? Milley did that.
Exactly.
Milley's the one who should be in jail over this because he lied and he put national security at risk because he's a messed up individual.
Right.
And Donald Trump's facing treason charges. He's facing
400 years
of treason.
400
over
years.
Waving documents around that exonerates him from a charge made, a false claim made by a general that would put the nation's security at risk. Can you believe? And he didn't do it publicly. He did it to a couple people around him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's showing them that this was false.
Right.
I'm just flabbergasted about this because, A, it's just, you look at it, you just go, was there anything that any of these people said was true? And the answer apparently is no.
No, exactly. Because this is like the same routine time and time again, you know. You wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. You know, the Ukraine deal. Donald Trump makes a call and says, hey, can you check into this deal? I mean, a lot of reports here about the Biden family. Can you check into it? All of a sudden, that was a bad phone call.
Because now we know that Joe Biden, they had audio tapes of Joe Biden shaking down the Burisma people for $5 million.
Yes, just for starters.
Just for starters. Yeah. And oh, by the way, going full circle to the document that the House Oversight Committee was trying to get from the FBI and get them to release publicly.
The 1023.
According to Chuck Grassley, the 1023 was redacted. The version that they got to see, that the House members got to see, was redacted, and the mentions of the audio tapes, which the FBI knows about, the audio tapes was redacted out of the document.
Mm-hmm.
So Chuck Grassley basically opened the door and said, no, he had audio tapes, and they redacted out of the document that they showed the House. And he knew that because he saw the original.
See, and this is the thing where the mainstream media is not, it's dereliction of duty. They should be all over this, but they have no curiosity whatsoever.
No, they cannot
do their job. And meanwhile, it leaves us in a... in a combative position, a defensive position against our friends. That's
amazing. This report is sponsored by Amazon.
Thank you.
Did you know that more than 60% of sales in Amazon's store are from independent sellers? Most of which are small and medium-sized businesses. Amazon released their annual Small Business Empowerment Report, sharing that Amazon's U.S. independent sellers sold more than 4.1 billion products in 2022. That's an average of 7,800 products a minute. Selling an Amazon store has enabled independent sellers to create an estimated 1.5 million jobs in the U.S., fueling economic opportunities in local communities around the country. Matt Slykus, resident of San Antonio, Texas, and owner of Boldly Growing, said, "For small business owners, Amazon has really leveled that playing field and made success possible for just about anyone who's willing to put in the effort to learn and bring their product to market. To discover products from small businesses, including Black, military, and women-owned businesses, visit Amazon.com/supportsmall.
USA News Update. After pleading not guilty, presidential candidate Donald Trump is taking aim at the special prosecutor in his documents case. Speaking to supporters after his Miami arraignment yesterday, Trump called Jack Smith a raging, uncontrolled Trump hater, end quote. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's case against the former president of the United States, claiming Trump mishandled classified documents. Trump claims the commander-in-chief has the right to the documents.
Whatever documents the president decides to take with him, he has the right to do so. It's an absolute right. This is the law, and that is something that people have now seen, and it couldn't be more clear. They ought to drop this case immediately because they're destroying the country.
The Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions after defeating Florida in Game 5 at the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip last night. Final score was 9-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Bill Pascoe joining us. Bill is the Tea Party Patriots Action on the Beltway. He is the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director as well, and TPP's man in Washington, as we say. Hey, Mr. Bill, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing fine this morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine like you, just sorting out this mess. I mean, it really is just more of the same. You know, the Democrats only...
Stop right there.
What?
Wait a minute. Stop right there. More of the same.
Okay.
We've got an allegation from a United States senator on the floor of the Senate, and that's important. We've got to come back to that. Chuck Grassley, a guy who's been there forever, one of the senior members of the Senate, went onto the floor of the Senate a couple nights ago to read allegations that the sitting president of the United States, while he was a vice president, that there's a confidential informant to the FBI who told the FBI that he has reason to believe that that sitting vice president, now president of the United States, Joe Biden, took a $5 million bribe. And this is the fun part, get this, there are 17 audio recordings to back it up. 15 conversations with Hunter Biden, 2 conversations with the vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, that the Burisma executive, the Ukrainian energy company that hired Hunter Biden years ago, we all were wondering why. Maybe now we're finding out why. This is not business as usual. I got to tell you, not business as usual. The problem is, if you're not listening to your radio show, or you're not listening to Ted Cruz's podcast, or you're not watching Fox News, you haven't heard about this story.
Exactly.
I talked to my father I talk to my father, 91 years old. He reads the Washington Post. He reads the New York Times. He reads the Wall Street Journal. He still doesn't know about this story. The Journal hasn't covered it yet in depth. It's amazing.
Yeah, I guess when I say business as usual is that we've been here before, whether it's with the Clintons, with Hillary, time and again, Barack Obama, Benghazi, it all, when it comes to the Democratic Party and the apparatchik, which includes the mainstream media, who are privileged and covered by our U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment, they ignore that. They have lost their sense of curiosity. They fail to report on this. I think Media Research Center has come up with, they do the count on how much reporting on Donald Trump has been taking place and how much, for the Biden family. And to your point, exactly, Donald Trump, it's, a couple of hundred, beyond minutes, it's hours that cover Donald Trump and the Biden family scandal. Try Bupkis. Zero in the mainstream media.
Yeah, you're right. The mainstream media, years ago, it's clear, just decided that they were going to become the public relations department of the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
They take their orders from the Democratic National Committee. It is truly amazing that we could have a situation. We know what every young reporter wants to be: Woodward and Bernstein. They all want to win a Pulitzer Prize. And the way you win a Pulitzer Prize is by taking down a president. The problem is that they're all going after the former president. They've got so much invested in the 4 years they started working on Trump while he was president. It's like they don't want to give up that investment. So even though he's no longer president, we'll still go after him, even at the cost of ignoring a potential Pulitzer Prize winning, life-changing, history-making scandal with the current occupant of the Oval Office.
Exactly.
It's truly the most amazing thing.
Well, and the thread that goes through the Oval Office is unbelievable, which they're not even, how does this happen? Let's go back just a little bit. We're going to rewind to Barack Obama's administration. With all this stuff, you got Hillary Clinton doing her side hustle with the Clinton Foundation and arrangements with international figures. You got the Biden family. You got John Kerry, and whoever else involved. These are all the inner circle of Barack Obama. How does Barack Obama avoid scrutiny here, Bill Pasco? How is it that he's not getting his beak wet with all these shenanigans when it's Barack Obama who puts Joe Biden in charge? And you're going to tell me that Barack Obama didn't know that Hunter Biden was on the plane, that Barack Obama didn't know that the inspector general had warned about this and said, this is no bueno, and he just ignored it and allowed the Biden family business to flourish? You're kidding me, right?
Yeah, you're right. And not just the inspector general. You had State Department officials to the White House, going directly to the White House, saying, "Hey, we got a problem here. Are you aware the vice president's son has just taken a position on the board of directors of this major Ukrainian energy company we got problems with?" And the White House just shrugged their shoulders. Well,
right.
That's Joe being Joe. Who's Biden, you can't do that.
Right, exactly. Now, help me understand. Here's the deal. I see where Nancy Pelosi's, I'm not sure if her son-in-law, but a family member. You got a family member involved. You got, of course, Joe Biden with Hunter and Jim et al. John Kerry, he's got family members. And this is what they all have in common, including Mitt Romney. The princelings of these elected officials, these government officials, the princelings, the family members who they've captured, all work for Ukrainian oil companies. Interesting. Okay, so
isn't this the topic of the next Peter Schweizer book?
I got to think, because the thing is that what happens is that, now you begin to understand why Joe Biden killed our energy sector and took away our energy independence and wanted to kill fossil fuels, because, his stock and value goes down if the United States is energy independent. But if he makes us dependent again, that's very good for Burisma and very good for the princelings, right? But nobody's following that leg of the story yet.
Where's Seymour Hersh? I mean, it's time for him. It's time for somebody who is a radical leftist, who's got established investigative reporter chops, and who hasn't, mm-hmm. Defenestrated himself. You know, 15 years ago, I would have said it's time to call Mike Isikoff. I don't know that Isikoff is up to it anymore. He's kind of just handed off to somebody else. But I don't know who.
Well, but because he's in the cocktail emeritus crowd. There's no need for him to come out, right?
Look, we got a problem here. The Department of Justice. Where to begin? Let me say this: the Department of Justice wrongly appointed a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. There is no conflict of interest between the Biden-appointed Attorney General investigating anybody whose last name isn't Biden. That's what that's what special counsels exist for. When you need to investigate the guy who's in power, that's when you need a special counsel. So the first problem we have is there was no reason for special counsel Jack Smith to be appointed. Now,
right.
Why did Merrick Garland do that? He did that to create a so-called buffer zone. Say, look, if a decision is made to prosecute the former president, it's not a political decision. It's not being made by somebody who was directly appointed by Joe Biden. It's not us going after our opponents. Oh, hogwash, sir.
Yes.
Nothing gets done without the approval of the Attorney General, and therefore nothing gets done without the approval of the President of the United States. The government of the United States just made a charging decision. It wasn't Jack Smith's decision. Merrick Garland made that decision. So that's the first mm-hmm. problem we have. The second problem we have is they have not appointed a special counsel to investigate the sitting President of the United States, even though there are now credible allegations. We know now that the FBI has been sitting on for years. And let me say one thing about what the FBI role in this is. You know, for 3 years they've had this document. They've had this interview. Chuck Grassley becomes aware of it. He goes to Jamie Comer on the House side, says, you should get your hands on this document. You're a committee chairman. You can force the FBI to give it to you. He finally gets it, but what does he get? He gets a redacted version. He gets to read 90% of the document. 10% of the document is blacked out. Chuck Grassley had seen that document and knew that what the FBI dared to give to the chairman of the House Oversight Committee was not the full document. And that's why Chuck Grassley went to the floor of the Senate to say, hey, guess what was in the 10% that was blacked out by the FBI? That's
exactly
where, that's right where the informant said, oh, and by the way, there are audio recordings to back this up.
It's no wonder the Biden administration is scrambling to cover it all up, Bill Pascoe. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the report.
Heart failure, and often here.
Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
You know, you see all this movement of migrants across the country. What, well over 160 countries? People are being represented, or however you want to, however you want to characterize it. You know, that have come illegally across our border, and it's unimaginable to think that the Border Patrol and the current infrastructure of our border can handle. 5-6 million migrants coming across the border. And so the madness continues with this latest report that Chris Chmielewski is coming here to report on, the numbers USA vice president, and that is that we've got illegal immigrants streaming into airports as Biden's plans kick in. I mean, there's an actual meaningful plan from the President of the United States. It almost seems like an oxymoron, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. First, thanks for having me. But, I think it was a couple months ago I said on your program that the Biden administration's goal here is to just get people to stop paying attention to what's happening down on the border. But not discourage people from coming. And that's, they're actually doing a pretty good job of that. For the most part, we're starting to see a bit of a tick down in a downtick in illegal border crossings. But all they're doing is they're funneling through ports of entry and they're funneling through our nation's airports, as this newest report shows. So all they're doing is they're just shifting people to different avenues to make it look like that, that this border crisis is over when it's, at the end of the day, the same number of illegal aliens are entering the country every single month. They're just coming in different ways.
The thing amazes me, Chris, and you know, is that our own government is participating in this illegal activity because you got illegal migrants coming into the country, and our government is facilitating it. Am I overstating this? But because it just seems to wait. What, this is one big cycle of illegality. In the middle of it is Joe Biden and his administration. How can this be happening? But you see, this is what drives me nuts about the whole political process, and particularly the Democrats, is they ignore the rule of law. They ignore the Constitution and figure, okay, well, we'll let the courts decide. Well, the courts can't decide on it tomorrow. I mean, the courts are deciding on it, 5 years down the road. Meanwhile, you've got 10 more million problems that you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've got a couple of court cases going on. There's the big one that the state of Florida is leading against the Department of Homeland Security. But you're right. That's going to drag on for years and years, and DHS and the Department of Justice is going to try to stretch that out as long as they possibly can. But you're absolutely right. Essentially, the administration says, oh, we're creating legal pathways for these people to come in. But no, Congress has the authority to create legal
exactly.
pathways, not the administration. That's what the Constitution says. Constitution grants the power of naturalization to Congress, not to the executive branch. So not only do you have a separation of powers issue here, but we continue to have this flood of people crossing the border illegally. Now, the administration, again, they're sort of high-fiving each other because fewer people are using the drug cartels to enter the country. Instead, what they're doing is they're using these alternate channels the administration is providing for them, the CBP One app, where they can schedule appointments, show up at ports of entry, or just simply flying them in through our nation's airports. So those are fewer customers for the drug cartels, but it doesn't take away the fact, the point that you had mentioned, that the federal government is still aiding and assisting these people to create a federal crime, and that's to enter our country illegally.
Chris, do you really believe the cartels that control the border, that are making billions of dollars, they're going to forsake that part of their business model and yield to Joe Biden and his ridiculous, illegal maneuvers? Do you really believe that? The cartels have way too much power. Plus, on top of that, I believe the cartels are going to get you one side of the border, you know, because this is money for them, right?
Right.
And
right.
So you may get on the other side and somehow you may escape, you know, their dragnet and their control, but they have an infrastructure on the other side of the border. And when I say the other side of the border, I'm talking about the U.S. side of the border here, and they are controlling the movement of people, of drugs, sex trafficking at all, and they do not play nice. They're very serious about their enterprise. And so you want me to believe, or at least Joe Biden and the administration and all these NGOs that are participating in this illegal activity, they want me to believe that, at least these people here are not attached to the cartels. That's a bunch of, well, in Joe Biden's terms, let's just say that's malarkey.
Yeah, yeah. And they are. They're diverting people away from the cartels. But the people that are still using the cartels, guess what? A lot of them are still getting into the country. Or what's happening is as the cartels smuggle them across the border illegally and they get apprehended by Border Patrol says, oh, here, just go back on the other side and set up an appointment at a port of entry through the CBP One app. So
exactly.
Once
so much for DHS, because Chris, how many terrorists took us down in 9/11? How many?
Right. Yeah, and 12 it was, I think. And that's, you know, just one of the recent stories that's broken within the last couple of days is Immigration and Customs Enforcement picked up an illegal border crosser in Boston who's currently who was just recently convicted of murder down in Brazil because, oh, guess what? When he entered the country and probably tried to claim asylum, he didn't disclose the fact that he was just recently convicted of murder. Shocking.
Well, that's not fair, Chris. How could somebody who is evil and is a criminal not tell us the whole truth and nothing? But that that's just not nice.
It's amazing, right, that these people would lie on their applications about their criminal history. And the bottom line is, you know, you brought up DHS. DHS's job is to protect the homeland. But we have no way of knowing because they're not verifying. They're asking these folks when they cross the border, oh, have you committed any crimes in your home country or been convicted of crimes? And if they say no, then okay. And they wave them on in. They don't even bother to check with their home countries to find out whether or not they're a fugitive there.
You know, this thing is so amazing to me, especially, you know, when you hear on the other side, you know, the chamber and businesses will say, well, we need more employees and, you know, possibly, you know, they say behind closed doors. They're not real overt about this, but they're thinking, well, that's the justification for all this illegal immigration. I guess you can find a way to justify it. And they see these as, you know, of course, the Democrats see them as future voters, and some of these businesses see them as, you know, low-paid employees coming in. But they don't even vet these people. They have no idea what their skill set is. And to me, that's the first thing I would do is like, okay, if we're going to have to live with this deal, I want to know, how good are you? What do you have to offer? Where can I plug you into the system where you are producing on behalf of the American people? And if you chose down the road, you know, to assimilate, God bless you. And, you know, if there's a, because undoubtedly, what the Democrats have done is they're going to force an issue on citizenship. You know, they've done this before. They've overwhelmed the system. This is how they work. And unfortunately, the Republicans and the nation at large is so overly compassionate about these issues that we don't think about fairness necessarily. We don't think about their fairness, but we're not thinking about the other people who came here legally that waited in line for many, many years, Chris. Some as many as, you know, 30 years been waiting in line to prove their case, to come here legally, to not be a burden upon the citizens, to be sponsored by a family member, to have gone through the whole situation, and eventually they go on to become citizens, and they end up knowing more about the government than somebody who graduated from college and has lived here all their life.
Right, right. And we, you know, we've got individuals outside the country who came in or tried to come in or are trying to come the right way, were approved for green cards during the pandemic and still haven't been issued their green cards yet, even though their application's been approved. And yet we've got, you know, 6 million people who have skipped in front of them just because they were able to cross the border illegally. So it's a huge slap in the face to the people who have done it the right way illegally. Yeah. And, you know, you're right about the businesses. Businesses are getting exactly what they want. They're getting, you know, they saw inflation was starting to run out of control. Wages were starting to increase. They needed to do something about it. So they're like, let's open up the borders and have a whole new crop of illegal aliens come in so we can pay them cheaper wages.
Right. And they're the ones that we're having to deal with. You know, they're having a hard time learning the language. God bless them for doing it. But still, it's like, wait a minute, you know, the whole, you know, environment of America's businesses today, when you go and deal with an employee of a local business, man, you better be patient, because the people are learning, you know, English, they don't quite understand, and that's even from that case. I had to deal with a clerk yesterday. It was unbelievable. I mean, and she spoke English, and it was like, wow. And it's tough enough as it is, Chris, and it's frustrating, especially for those of us who, you know, were taught in the business world in such a way that it was all very serious, and there was no messing around and there was no casual thing. You know, you couldn't sit working on your job and sit in front of your cell phone answering emails and reading tweets. But today's employee, that's what you do. You go in and you see these businesses and you see more of that. And then on top of that, now we're going to flood the system with people who have a hard time speaking the language. Get ready. Chris Jolinski, thank you.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final